Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hello, guys. I'm super excited to have a guest on this episode of Beauty for Ashes. She is a super amazing young woman who I encountered at a GABWA event, which is the Georgia Association of Black Female Attorneys. I was inspired and awed by her initiative as a law school student, and I wanted to meet her and know if there was any way that I could assist her in her law school journey. So I'm super excited for her to share with you guys today just a little bit about her journey, her story, and even what she wants to share with you about not getting stuck and being complacent so that you can be your best self. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on Beauty for Ashes today.
Thank you so much for having me, Adrian. I'm delighted to be here.
So I guess we'll start with a little bit about your background so that the listeners can get to know you and who you are and kind of your story, whatever you want to share about that.
Okay. Well, first you said you were inspired by me.
Of course.
I was actually inspired by you. So the way that I met Adrian, as she said, was at a GABWA event. And at the event, she got up and spoke how she was an assistant principal and how she had become now an author and an attorney. So I was like, oh my God, she's really the person I need to get to know. And before I could introduce myself to her, she introduced herself to me. And ever since that day, we've been, I don't know, yin and yang. And she's been an excellent mentor to me. So I am highly in favorable of Miss Mayfield, and I truly appreciate her. All right, so guys, a little bit about myself. My name is Ashley Lewis. I'm from a small town, Fort Valley, Georgia.
Wildcats.
Yep. But I didn't go to Fort Valley State. They considered me a traitor. I went to Benedict College, home of the BC Tigers. And I graduated from Benedict College with a political science degree. Okay. And I went on from there and got my paralegal certificate. And somehow now I landed in law school. I'm in my third year at Atlanta's John Marshall.
Home stretch.
Yes, almost there. And that's a little bit about me.
Okay. So growing up, because I'm from a small town too, I've talked about that before. So growing up in a small town, what was it like as far as lawyers, African-American lawyers or lawyers who looked like you? Was that something that was common or?
It wasn't really something that was very common for us. It was like we saw it on TV for the most part.
Right.
And I think it was actually a personal issue that happened family-wise with one of my relatives that really, really got me interested in practicing law. But outside of that, it wasn't anyone around me. Even today, I'll be the first one in my family to become an attorney once I officially pass the bar and obtain my license. But outside of that, it was just what I saw on TV and actually having the experience of an injustice judicial system at that time, in my opinion. And so after that, I maintained the course. And years later, I finally almost did it.
Okay. So. Yeah, you're almost there. You may as well say you're a lawyer.
Look, almost.
Technically, in your mind, you have to already see it.
Yes, like, I'm like, the vision is there. It's clear. I just need to obtain the paperwork.
Yeah, that's right. And I think they say in first year, they scare you to death. Second year, they work you to death. Third year, they bore you to death.
Yes, pretty much in that order. But the experience I've had and the experience that I've been able to gain from my first year to my third year has been truly exceptional. My teacher would always tell me there's always an exception to the rules. So I've always used it in my favor. And I think God has given me favor to be the exception to the rule.
Amen. So how do you want to talk about your transition from being a paralegal? And I guess for some of the listeners, they may not know exactly what a paralegal is. So what does a paralegal do?
Okay, so pretty much the paralegal is the heart of the attorney. People may not want to realize that, but without a paralegal, most attorneys would not make it on their own, especially solo practitioners. And pretty much in the role as a paralegal, you assist your attorney, not from a legal standpoint, because you're not a practicing attorney, but administrative. You're still doing research, but everything goes through your attorney. And you learn the ins and outs of your different systems. You pretty much keep the upkeep of the office. You continue to keep that going, and you make sure your office is making a profit, bottom line. Right. But that's pretty much the role as a paralegal, to be the assistant to the attorney in whatever manner, whether it's trial preparation, client intake, anything that entails getting the client in the door, all the way to disposition of a case.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
It can be a lot, but once you learn it, the experience, it can take you to different levels. So I appreciate my journey. It wasn't easy, but I enjoyed it. And through that experience, it helped me to make my final decision, and through prayer, of going to law school. So I think it worked out in my favor.
I'd say so. Okay, so... So how did you decide? So you're working as a paralegal and you're in that space. You've been doing that. How long were you doing it?
For paralegal, I did that type of work for about between three and four years. And so prior to, I was an assistant manager in retail, but I first got my break into the legal field with criminal defense, which I did for about 2 years. And that may be a piece of where I got the title from, don't get too comfortable. So that is possibly our segue into the next element. But it was there that I realized I still had to spread my wings and not to become complacent, because I was in a comfortable position. I knew that I would always have my position, but I was neglecting my talents by staying there and not continuing to grow professionally, personally, spiritually. And so I just had to restructure my mind, my spirit, my body, everything to like align me with what God wanted me to do.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about the process, because a lot of times I'm sure there are listeners who are maybe older and they're thinking about, I'm too old to switch or transition. There are people who are younger who like, I need to decide. Let's talk a little bit about that. What happens when you are in a comfortable place and you are doing well, and then you start to feel this pull or tug that, hey, there's something more. What goes on? How do you make the decision to finally make that jump?
I think first you pray. That's the first thing you always do. You pray. And then when it comes to you, as it will, whatever God tells you to do, you do it. Even if it doesn't sound conventional. So say you're in the perfect position, but if something is tugging on you, telling you to go higher, achieve more, do it. Because you never know what God has in store for you and what blessing you're missing out on, or how you can be a blessing to someone else. And I felt like at the time when I was in criminal defense, I was limiting myself. So eventually, I didn't know how I was going to be a blessing to others besides representing them, the ones that couldn't represent themselves in a legal capacity. But through the journey of law school, I'm learning how I can be a blessing in different avenues. And I wouldn't have been able to do that outside of going to law school. So I think it, pray about it, and whatever God returns to you, do it. Like, I understand the ups and the downs. You're going to go through that, but whatever you're aligned with or ordained to do, God's going to make sure you get it done. So just first, always pray.
Very good. Excellent advice. You start with prayer. So after the prayer and you make the decision to make this leap or jump and do something that you're a little scared to do, and you're mm-hmm. able to get yourself into a position to do that, to step out and be courageous, does everything go smoothly from there? Does that, because you say yes to God and you hear this prayer and God says, I want you to do this, does that mean that everything from there is just smooth sailing?
Oh, no, ma'am. You're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have the points and point in time where you want to give up. But you just have to know it's a bigger drive, something that's bigger in you that people need to see. And so as long as you hold on to that vision and remember like God's grace and mercy, you'll be fine. Like, but at first, no, it's not going to be easy. Anything worth having is not going to come easy, but you just have to stay the course and know what you've been given and don't back down from that no matter what. Then at the end of the day, you're going to be totally fine.
That's really wise advice. That's wisdom. Because I think a lot of times people think just because they heard or felt like they needed to make a decision, that once they make the decision, that's it. But there's a large degree of perseverance and confidence that you have to maintain even once you make the jump.
I agree. And even with that, Adrian, so the topic of don't get too comfortable. So sometimes even if you don't want to move, God will see to it that you move on his timing. So I'll give you a personal story really quickly. So in my criminal defense position, as a paralegal, I was just so loyal. I didn't want to go. I was like, I'm going to be here. But at the point when I knew it was time for me to branch off and to continue to grow, I still didn't want to leave. So it was just by chance a situation that forced me out. And so that was, at first I thought it was a negative, but in reality it was a positive, because if I would have stayed, I wouldn't have been able to grow. And so years later, I look back on it and I said, I thought that wasn't a blessing, like God was cursing me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh my God, thank you, Lord, because your experiences mold you. And so I had to go through that to build myself. And so now I'm at a place where I'm like, you could do anything you set your mind to.
Right.
Like, if it's God's will, he's going to help you get through it. You're going to be fine. But just always realizing not to get too comfortable in whatever, whether it's your faith, whether it's your faith, religion, it can be your personal development. Always find something to enrich your life and to continue yourself to grow.
That's excellent advice. Really, really well said. So where can people follow you or find you on social media?
Okay. If you guys want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at @initial_disclosure. Something related to law. @initial @initial _disclosure DISCLOSURE. And then that's pretty much it. I don't have Twitter or all of the Snapchats. Sorry, guys. But definitely Instagram or LinkedIn. You can follow me under Ashley Lewis. And the company I'm affiliated with, North Point Commercial Finance, LLC.
Okay, great. So is there anything you want to close with? Do you want to pray for the listeners or give them an encouraging word or inspiring? You've already given so much wisdom and just the wealth of your experience and the things that you've learned. But do you have any closing words for the listeners that you want to share?
Yes, I think my closing remarks would be, if it's something you've been thinking about that you truly want to do, start doing it. Don't wait. Start today. Do what it is that you've been called to do. And that's stepping out on faith. So, and that's a part of your not being complacent. So do whatever it is that you've been thinking about doing, go ahead and start doing it today. Don't wait another minute, another second, another hour. Go ahead and do it today. You'll reap the benefits later, and you never know who's counting on you to deliver to them a blessing.
Thank you so much. That was good. And Proverbs 16:9 says, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Amen. And just as Ashley said, the most important step or process in being able to break through is to pray and ask God for direction in the way that you should go. So thank you so much for coming on this episode of Beauty for Ashes. And we look forward to having you come on here again sometime. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.